This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Wednesday's Republican presidential debate in the Midwestern city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, took place without the leading candidate in the race. Here's AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer to explain.
Donald Trump skipped the debate stage, typically relished by presidential candidates, and instead appeared in an online interview with Tucker Carlson and reiterated his debunked election claims, attacked his rivals while praising the crowd of supporters he spoke to before they stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. In the most inflammatory exchange, Trump seemed to indulge a suggestion from Carlson that Trump's political opponents might try to end his life. Trump said he was sitting out of the first Republican presidential debate in Milwaukee because his poll numbers showed him far ahead of his rivals. He used the pre-recorded interview with a former Fox News host to make his case that everyone but him is irrelevant. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Despite his absence in Wednesday's debate, Trump still loomed large over the nine candidates who did participate. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says it matters that Trump has been indicted in four separate legal cases across the U.S. covering 91 charges.
Someone's got to stop normalizing this conduct.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley shared a similar conclusion as Christie.
We have to face the fact that Trump is the most disliked politician in America. We can't win a general election that way.
The debate was nationally televised by Fox News Channel. Meanwhile, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was released on a $150,000 bond on Wednesday after being arrested on charges he helped Trump try to overturn the 2020 election results in Georgia. The 79-year-old Giuliani, who served as Trump's personal lawyer while he was in the White House, was booked at the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta. This is VOA News. Russian authorities say mercenary chief Yevgeny Prigozhin was listed as one of 10 passengers on a private jet which crashed on Wednesday evening north of Moscow with no survivors. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Prigozhin soared in prominence after Russia's invasion of Ukraine last year. The 62-year-old's fighters led the assault on the city of Bakhmut in the longest and bloodiest battle of the war. In June, he spearheaded a mutiny against Russia's top army brass. President Vladimir Putin said that move could have tipped the country into civil war. He was supposed to move to neighboring Belarus under an apparent deal to end the mutiny.
That was Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. U.S. President Joe Biden reacted to the news on Wednesday.
There's not much that happens when Russia and Putin knock on, but I don't know enough to know the answer.
President Biden was also asked if Russian President Vladimir Putin was involved.
I don't know for a fact what happened, but I'm not surprised.
Greece's Supreme Court orders an investigation into racist attacks after the summer of wildfires took a deadly turn this week. Search teams found the bodies of 18 migrants who had been burned beyond recognition in a wooded area bordering Turkey. Anthi Karasava reports from Athens.
As Greece grappled with a fifth day of ferocious wildfires raging across Alexandroupolis, the country's high court weighed in on Wednesday. The court ordered a crackdown on vigilantes who have accused migrants of setting the fires and inciting other locals to go after them. Firefighters across Greece say they fear the worst is yet to come. Searing temperatures and gale force winds were forecast for several days before rainfall was expected to bring some relief. Anthi Karasava, VOA News, Athens.
Tropical storm Franklin is unleashing heavy floods and landslides in the Dominican Republic after making landfall in the country's southern region. The Civil Defense Agency says the storm killed one person on Wednesday. The storm began to slowly spin away from the island of Hispaniola that the Dominican Republic shares with Haiti after dumping heavy rain for several hours. Forecasters say Franklin can dump up to 30 centimeters of rain, with as much as 40 centimeters for Hispaniola's central region. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can also look at the news we're covering by downloading our app, VOA News. I'm Richard Green, reporting for VOA News.